While the NHL lockout has dragged on and on, many NHLers have departed for hockey leagues in distant Russia, Switzerland, the Czech Republic, Sweden, Finland, and elsewhere. But Scott Gomez of the Montreal Canadiens has decided to play in Anchorage, which is not only his birthplace, it's where he rode out the 2004-2005 NHL lockout as well. Scott Gomez, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you. Good to be on.
Last week, you signed a contract with the minor league Alaska Aces. On Wednesday, in your first game, you didn't waste any time. You scored the winning goal. How'd that feel?
It was good. I mean, it's nice to play hockey again. It's been a while. I wish the goal was, I could sit here and tell you it went top shelf, but it hit off my ass and it went in, so it's a goal. But, you know what, it was, like I said, it's great to be back playing hockey and having fun, and especially help out the young guys and help out my hometown team.
Well, it is your hometown, and I wonder, were you welcomed back onto the ice in Anchorage?
There's a pig's ass pork? Yeah, it's, you know, one thing about our community here is we're all proud of anyone that comes out of here. I mean, it's something we grew up with this organization, and the owners, the coaches, everything, they've always treated us well.
You are a 12-year NHL veteran, a two-time Stanley Cup winner, and a two-time NHL All-Star as well. Is it with mixed emotions that you find yourself back in the minors?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, we all, let's face it, we'd all like the NHL to be going right now. And, you know, the people that lose out the most are the fans. As much as people are happy to see me play up here, they definitely rather see NHL hockey. I know as players, we truly care about the fans, and that's the most important thing because the fans are what keep the games going.
Is it harder for you as a veteran of 12 seasons to deal with a lockout, or do you think it's harder on a young guy maybe just trying to get into the NHL?
It's both. I mean, I witnessed it, you know, firsthand last time. You know, as part of that, I sat out a year as I was younger. But, you know, there was friends of mine and guys that they never played again. And there's some young guys that they're ready to reach their dreams and to be held back. I mean, it's, like I said, it's a no-win situation for everyone. There are a lot of guys that sacrificed for the union and never got a chance to play again, but they stayed strong for the union.
If the 2012-2013 season is lost entirely, something you've already witnessed previously, what is your plan going forward?
Well, I mean, I hate to even think that, you know, but if that's the case, I guess the goal switches to helping bring a Kelly Cup back to Alaska. I mean, let's hope it doesn't get to that. Let's hope something for the fans' sake that we get NHL hockey back and instead of going for the Kelly Cup, playing for the Stanley Cup.
Two-time Stanley Cup winner and NHL All-Star Scott Gomez is a member of the Alaska Aces, and he hopes, again, the Montreal Canadiens pretty soon. Scott, thanks very much for speaking with me.
All right, anytime.